TK and Webby on the Big Sports Breakfast. It's been fantastic morning. We had Paul Kent in from the Daily Telegraph and NRL 360 talking rugby league just after 7 o'clock. And with our live Big Sports Breakfast studio, we've got plenty happening with David Middleton about to join us. And we'll go through all the rugby league matches for the opening round of the Premiership. So exciting times.
How quick has this show gone today?
Flying.
It's absolutely flying. The world of sport has never been as busy as this.
It hasn't. And a big chance to say good morning to our special guest live in the studio, David Middleton. Hi, Middo.
G'day, TK. G'day, Webby.
G'day, Middo. We were talking off air just before we came on. Very sad to hear of the passing of Terry Fernley yesterday. You knew him well?
Yeah, I did. Look, he was a good friend, Terry. I worked with him at Rugby League Week in the 1980s and a real genuine man, a gentle man, great knowledge of rugby league and great storyteller. Did a lot for the game.
Yeah, grand final appearances, 76 and... Well, actually, three grand final appearances if you count the replay in 77.
Yeah, they came so close. And, you know, he talked about 76 when they had the street parade in the days before the 76 grand final against Manly. And they probably think they might have celebrated a little bit too early. And I think that was one of the regrets he had, that he probably endorsed that before they played the game.
But he was the man who helped New South Wales finally win an Origin series. Can you tell us about, you were saying before, you know, he was pumped up about that for about a year in advance.
He was. It was an obsession with him, really, how to shut down Wally Lewis. And in the months before that Origin series, I can vividly recall it was... He spoke of little else, really. You know, the conversation would always come down to how can he put pressure on Lewis, bustle him, get in his face, and he needed somebody like Steve Mortimer to be his on-field general. And, you know, the plan worked in two Origin games that they got the prize for the first time.
I know he dropped him. I know how he shut down Queensland as he dropped him.
Exactly right. He dropped them on that controversial series in New Zealand. After Australia had won two tests, they got the series wrapped up. But they fell over the line, and Fernley knew they needed to make some changes. He dropped Kinescu, he dropped Murray. He left Wally in the team.
Of course he did.
It was nice of him to do that. Yeah. Four of them went, and there was all hell broke loose in Queensland.
Well, let's talk about all hell breaking loose in Queensland. Beautiful segue. Suncorp Stadium looks a little bit different now, doesn't it, than the old Lang Park. But it's going to be tonight. Looks like it's going to be capacity house up there at Suncorp Stadium. What a way to start. And can't believe it. But Souths, $1.60, Brisbane, $2.40. What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, there's a fact that maybe will bring the teams a lot closer is the temperature up there in Brisbane today. They're expecting 37 degrees. Now, it'll be cooler by the time they kick off, but could be very uncomfortable for some
35.
Big Rabbitohs forwards. A couple of Englishmen might find it a bit difficult up there.
Parramatta Manly tomorrow night, $1.90. Parramatta Manly, $1.95.
It's an enticing game, this one. There's so many subplots to the game, aren't there, really? You know, so many former Parramatta players in the Manly lineup and vice versa. Anthony Watmo, Brad Arthur, the coach of Parramatta, he's been linked with Manly, who he was an assistant coach at previously. I think Parramatta might be able to get the job done against a Manly team that's got a few issues on their plate at the moment.
Yeah, Manly's actually been backed in here. $1.95 now. Up against Parramatta, $1.90, and it was a bigger discrepancy earlier on in the week. I'm on Manly with Foran and Daly Cherry Evans calling the shots. And can you confirm your tip for Brisbane v Souths?
I'm going to go for Souths in that one, but I think it'll be closer than most of us expect.
Okay, Newcastle up against the Warriors. Rick Stone, now the man in charge of Newcastle, taking over from Wayne Bennett. Their $2 outsiders up against the Warriors, $1.85.
Fact about the Warriors is that they don't generally start the season very well.
No.
I'm going to go the Knights up there. I like the look of their backline, and there's plenty of competition for places. The fact that Sione Mataotia can't make a place in the starting side, Joey Leilua and Gagai there in the centres, and McManus and Uwate and Gidley at fullback. I like the look of their backline. If the forwards can hold, I think the Knights can win.
Gold Coast West Tigers, the Gold Coast Titans, $2.55, the Tigers, $1.53.
Yeah, so many questions about the Titans, aren't there, swirling around up there. They've been in absolute disarray, but that aside, I can't escape the memory of last year's game up there between the Tigers and the Titans. It was 100 degrees up there, a daytime game.
That's right.
Seabus. And we thought that the Tigers wouldn't handle it, but they flogged the Titans on that day, 42-12. Look, I think the Tigers have you know, obviously more settled. I think they can win.
$1.53 at the West Tigers, $2.55, and who knows, by the time that game comes around, we don't know the sides yet. So if you're having a bet on that match, my advice is wait until 1 hour before kickoff, because there could be some legal action still happening to get those players
on that field,
which I don't think will be happening. Cowboys up against the Roosters, Middo, $1.70. The North Queensland Cowboys, this is where I see value. The Roosters, $2.20.
They're very short, the Cowboys. It is one of the most exciting-looking games of round one of the competition. I'm really looking forward to this one up there in Townsville. You know, the Roosters are missing Jake Friend, and they're still probably in transition after Minicello's departure and Sonny Bill Williams gone as well. So, you know, the Cowboys are one of the big picks for the Premiership this year. I'm expecting that they'll get up, but... Yeah, they look very short at 170.
I reckon the Roosters are the bet of the round at $2.20.
They're the value of the round.
Then again, what would I know? Penrith take on the Bulldogs at Pepper Stadium. Pepper Stadium on Sunday. $1.95, the Penrith Panthers. The Bulldogs, the grand finalists, $1.90.
They had some very close duels in 2014. The Panthers won the first round game with that Matt Moylan conversion from the sideline. That's hard to forget, that one. And then the preliminary final was pretty tight as well. Penrith, with all those players missing from injury, only were just beaten 18-12, it was, in that preliminary final. Look, I like the Panthers. They've got those players, a lot of players back on the field. Wallace back in combination with Jamie Soward. Look, I'm going to tip them because they're playing at home. I don't think there's going to be very much in this one at all.
I was about to say, it's only the home ground that leans me the way of the Panthers there. Cronulla, $1.38 up against Canberra, $3.15. That's the biggest, discrepancy really in the markets, even though the Gold Coast are missing all those players. $3.15 Canberra up against Cronulla at home, $1.38.
Yeah, it's not that long ago that these two teams were playing off for the wooden spoon late last season, and Canberra got the money at Ramonda Stadium. The Sharks have gone not far off a year from winning at Ramonda Stadium, so they've got a fair bit of work.
Really?
Yeah, it's over 300 days since their last win at home.
Used to be unbeatable there.
They had those couple of memorable victories last year against the Broncos and the Roosters. They were both away from home. I think they can win because of the lineup that they've got. Few players back from injury, Gallen's back. I expect at home that they'll get the money there, and the Raiders have got a few new players to come into the side.
Going to be a tough year for the Raiders. And then it's all a prelude to Monday night's fixture when the likely 2015 premiers, the St. George Illawarra Dragons, take on the Melbourne Storm.
Stop it.
At Wynn Jubilee at Cogra. The Dragons, $2.25. The Storm, $1.67.
Yeah, they're quite outsiders there, the Dragons, aren't they? Look, I think they're a very good value bet here, St. George Illawarra. They've played a tough lead-up game in that World Club Series match, which was more than a trial. It was a 17-man game, fair amount of intensity there against Warrington, and they handled it quite well. They've played the Charity Shield as well. It was a bit less of an intense game. Whereas Melbourne have got some players coming back from long-term injury. Cameron Smith is penciled into play, but I think he's probably still a bit dubious. They could be a bit underdone, the Storm, so I'm going to go the Dragons for an upset.
Ooh,
round one, whether you like me for that.
Minnow. They're your upset, 225 of the weekend, and yes, Melbourne. Many are tipping to miss the eight. Now, let's talk about the eight, if we possibly can. Can you give us your top eight?
Well, I don't know if I've got one settled in my head at the moment. I think there's a few standouts.
Kicks off this afternoon.
There's a few standouts there in the Cowboys. I like the Bulldogs, the Roosters, and the Rabbitohs. The other four, there's some question marks over them, aren't there? I think the Panthers and the Warriors will likely make it. I don't mind the Newcastle Knights as a bit of a roughie.
All right.
And I still think the Storm will get across the line.
All right, so you're leaving Cronulla out, and you're leaving Manly out.
I'm leaving Manly out.
And Parra? Did you mention Parra?
Yeah, no, I'm leaving Parra out as well.
Wow.
No Hayne.
No Hayne train.
No Hayne train.
Mm.
Now, more importantly, when are you getting up there to call football or help Channel 9 call football?
I'll be up there mid-afternoon this afternoon.
Now, can you allay fears? We've had a few texts this morning. The great Rabs will be calling tonight, yes?
The last time I spoke with Rabs was about less than 24 hours ago, in fact, and he's passed his final fitness test for the game, so he will be there.
I wonder if he'll have a couple of Chardonnays before he gets on that flight.
Pending something unforeseen happening, he will be there.
Good. Meadow, terrific to have you in there. So you've got, just confirming, you've got Parra and Manly missing your top eight.
Correct.
So you've got Melbourne in there.
I've got Newcastle in there, the Warriors and the Panthers.
And you've got Brisbane missing as well.
Brisbane missing as well.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. Just trying to.
Gee, look at you. You're taking all this down. You're very.
Well, there's my top eight. Do you want to be bored with mine?
Yeah, I couldn't get.
Because I've had to leave out some really high profile footy clubs. I've left out Melbourne. I've left out Brisbane. And I've left out Parra. I've left out Newcastle. I've left out the Gold Coast. I've left out Canberra. So my top eight is the four are a lock for the top eight. Roosters, Souths, Bulldogs, Cowboys. We agree?
I agree with that.
I've got the Panthers in there. But I don't think they'll finish top four. I've got the Warriors in there just through sheer talent, home ground advantage when it gets a little bit wetter and colder. Cronulla, they'll be the big improvers from Wooden Spooners. And then I've still got Manly because I love Foran and Daly Cherry Evans. And they're not due to leave until the end of the year.
No, that's true. But, you know, some of those issues did seem to get them late back end of last season, didn't they? And how they're going to respond this year, we'll have to wait and see.
Do you want mine?
Yes, I can.
Roosters, Bunnies, Cows, Dogs, Warriors, Pennies, Storm, Dragons.
Yeah, well, you've put the Storm and the Dragons in, and you're leaving out Cronulla and Manly.
Yes.
And Parra.
And Parramatta. I think the Roosters will win the comp.
And all that means absolutely nothing, really.
Absolutely.
I beg your pardon?
When the whistle blows.
We've taken minutes to come up with that eight.
We'll put them up on the web for people because people love, at round 26, coming back and saying, look how bad
you
went.
What would you know? Yeah. Not much.
I think the best I've ever got, six, by the way. Six out of the top eight. Thanks, Mido.
Thanks. Pleasure, guys.
Look forward to your input. So Mido's lucky long shot for the weekend is the Dragons 225 up against Melbourne, $1.67 at tab.com.au, all depending on the full-time whistle not going early this time.
This is correct.
Very good. Thanks, Mido.
Thanks, guys.